Welcome to the Eat and Elevate podcast. With I'm your host from coast to coast, coaching and collaborating, doing the most, chewing on topics guaranteed to feed, educating, motivating, so you succeed. In spirit, soul, and body, that supersedes all fears and doubts that the devil brings. And we post it weekly to meet your needs.
Thank you all for tuning in to another episode with me, Rhonda, your host. As you know, 2 days ago, many of us here in the DMV area woke up to news that a bridge in Baltimore had collapsed. The news first reported that there were massive casualties. However, at the time of this recording, 4 bodies are accounted for and 4 are still missing and presumed dead. So I am praying for the families of those individuals who were involved. And I pray that those men either knew Jesus and were in the Lord, or that they called on the name of Jesus in their last moments. For the Bible says, "He who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, as I've shared with you in previous episodes, a lot of things will be happening, big things, things that are going to look scary and will be scary. I can't sugarcoat this, y'all. Why am I saying this? Because all of this has already been prophesied in the Bible. God didn't give us the Bible to scare us. He gave us the Bible to prepare us. These are signs and warnings. And I believe what happened with that bridge is a sign. What's happening in Israel and in the Middle East is a sign. What happened in Maui is a sign. What's happening at the border is a sign. The coronavirus was a sign. Epstein's Island and now P. Diddy's mansions are signs. The corrupt leadership we have running this country and our states, who hear about lives being lost, people being murdered senselessly because of their policies, yet they just go about their day, sip their coffee as if nothing happened, move on and discuss their latest schemes, is a sign. Even the eclipse that we are about to see in roughly 10 days here in America, all of this is a sign. So you may be asking, so Rhonda, what's this a sign of? Let me read something for you. After all this, I saw another angel come down from heaven with great authority, and the earth grew bright with his splendor. He gave a mighty shout. Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen. She has become the hideout of demons and evil spirits, a nest for filthy buzzards and a den for dreadful beasts. For all the nations have drunk the wine of her passionate immorality. The rulers of the world have committed adultery with her, and merchants throughout the world have grown rich as a result of her luxurious living. Then I heard another voice calling from heaven, "Come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. For her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God is ready to judge her for her evil deeds. Do to her as she has done to your people. Give her a double penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so give her twice as much as she gave out. She has lived in luxury and pleasure, so match it now with torments and sorrows. She boasts, 'I am queen on my throne. I am no helpless widow. I will not experience sorrow. Therefore, the sorrows of death and mourning and famine will overtake her in a single day. She will be utterly consumed by fire, for the Lord God who judges her is mighty. And the rulers of the world who took part in her immoral acts and enjoyed her great luxury will mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains. They will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will cry out, how terrible for Babylon, that great city. In one single moment, God's judgment came on her. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there is no one left to buy their goods. She bought great quantities of gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen, purple, dye, silk, scarlet cloth, every kind of perfumed wood, ivory goods, objects made of expensive wood, bronze, iron, and marble. She also bought cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, and slaves. Yes, she even traded in human lives. All the fancy things you love so much are gone, they cry. The luxuries and splendor that you prize so much will never be yours again. They are gone forever. The merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will weep and cry. How terrible for that great city. She was so beautiful, like a woman clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls. And in one single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. And all the ship owners and captains of the merchant ships and their crews will stand at a distance. They will weep as they watch the smoke ascend, and they will say, "Where in all the world is there another city like this?" And they will throw dust on their heads to show their great sorrow. And they will say, how terrible for the great city. She made us all rich from her great wealth, and now, in a single hour, it is all gone. Does this not sound like America? That which I just read for you is found in the book of Revelation, the 18th chapter, and that was the New Living Translation. Now, did you know that the Port of Baltimore is listed amongst the nation's largest port facility for specialized cargo? It is the busiest U.S. port for car shipments. It is also the largest U.S. port by volume for handling farm and construction machinery, as well as agricultural products such as raw sugar, salt, and gypsum. Now, gypsum is found in fertilizer. It's a fertilizer substance and as a conditioner in baked goods. And Baltimore is the second biggest port for exporting U.S. coal. And as we know, coal is used for producing electricity. America is the largest exporter of coal, while China is the largest consumer of coal. Here's another did you know? The ship that collided with the bridge was carrying 90,000 tons of goods, which included 4,700 cargo containers, some of which had 1.5 million gallons of fuel oil and lube oil on board. Now, as a result of the bridge collapsing, access to and from the port is blocked. Did you hear me? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? What does the Bible have to say about all of this? I've often heard that the Bible is the Old Testament concealed and the New Testament revealed. So the Bible is not meant to be read like a novel because all of it is not in chronological order. For it holds 66 books, all inspired by God. Some books are historical, some poetic, and some prophetic, meaning it will happen. In fact, hear the word of the Lord in Isaiah 55. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that the Lord may have compassion on him, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." So we don't need to read our horoscope every day. We need to read the word. We don't need to read our Enneagram or our Myers-Briggs assessment. We need to read the word. We don't need to scroll TikTok and YouTube all day. We need to read the Word. I'm trying to help us here. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. As you read the Word will read you and uncover what's really happening inside you. Whether it's hurt, anger, unforgiveness, disappointment, defeat, or rejection. But then it will also reconcile, restore, renew, and revitalize you. This Word is active and living. And on a side note, if you don't have a Bible that you can read and understand to study from, email me and I will get one out to you. My email address will be in the description of this episode. So now, let's look at Revelation chapter 6, because we're talking about signs here. The book of Revelation, as well as all the prophetic books, are filled with signs. Again, the Lord does not give us the Bible to scare, but to prepare. It reads in verse 2, "And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and his rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer." If you look up the word corona in your dictionary, you will see the term crown. This passage also talks about a bow. Could that, in our modern day vernacular, be likened unto a needle with a vaccine in it? Has that situation not gone out to conquer and is still conquering minds and bodies? Let's continue. Verse 4. "And out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth, so that people should slay one another, and he was given a great sword." Have we not been experiencing this with and since the George Floyd, BLM, and Antifa riots, with the so-called Free Palestine rioters, with the borders being open, with the snatch and grabs, with all of the lawlessness, and then there has been an uptick of women and kids coming up missing and showing up dead? Think about it. Really think about it. Let's go on. Verse 6. "And I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and wine." During the time of this prophecy, a denarius was a day's wage. Well, if we were to bring this into our modern day, and let's say you made $20 an hour, a day's wage would be about $160 before taxes. After taxes, you wouldn't have enough to buy 7 items at the supermarket today. So this verse is speaking of the hyperinflation on goods that we currently see, with things marked up 300 to 500% more in price. There's more. Verse 8. "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death, and Hades followed him, and they were given authority over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, and by wild beasts of the earth." Now, this one is pretty self-explanatory. With the port being closed down and tons of items needed to produce food stuck on ships, not able to get in or out, there could be a scarcity of resources available, suggesting that famines in one form or another are coming. Did you know that next month, April 2024, a brood of cicadas are expected to come out of the ground again? They call a brood billions, maybe even be trillions. And then we have all of these lab manufactured pestilences or viruses in the air. Have you heard enough yet? Here's one more. Verse 12. "When he opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth. The full moon became like blood." Now, many of you know that on April 8th, parts of the United States will experience a total solar eclipse. But did you know that the eclipse passes over the New Madrid fault line? I want you to go look that up. It's spelled new, like new versus old, and then Madrid, M-A-D-R-I-D, fault line. FEMA warns that a serious earthquake in the New Madrid seismic zone could result in the highest economic losses due to a natural disaster in the United States, further predicting widespread and catastrophic damages across Alabama, Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, and particularly Tennessee, where a 7.7 magnitude quake would cause damage to tens of thousands of structures affecting water distribution, transportation systems, and other vital infrastructure. The earthquake is expected to result in many thousands of fatalities, with more than 4,000 of the fatalities expected in Memphis alone. Guys, I have just read for you five of the seven seals found in Revelation chapter 6, of which some of this has already begun. But I want you to go read it for yourself. These are not Rhonda's words. This is found in the Word of God. And I'm not sharing this to put you in fear, but this is just what it is and where we are in the timeline of things. These are exciting times. It is exciting to be living through a time where we're seeing scripture come to life. For those of us who are sons, daughters, servants, followers, and have made Jesus our personal Lord and Savior, we will be safe. We have a promise according to Psalm 91. So for all of us who are nestled and tight with Jesus, we have this promise. I'm going to read it for you, and I tend to personalize it when I'm reading it, and I suggest you do the same. This is how I read it. I say, I, Rhonda, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. My God, and you, Lord, I will trust. Surely, Lord, you will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. You, Lord, shall cover me with your feathers, and under your wings, Lord, I shall take refuge. Your truth, O Lord, shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High my dwelling place, no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you, Lord, shall give your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. In their hands they shall bear me, Rhonda, up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent I shall trample underfoot. Because I have set my love upon you, Lord, therefore you will deliver me. You will set me on high because I have known your name. I shall call upon you, Lord, and you will answer me. You will be with me, Rhonda, in trouble. You will deliver me and honor me. With long life, you will satisfy me and show me your salvation. Now, if all of this doesn't get your attention, my friend, I don't know what will. For the rest of you who understand the seriousness and criticality of the moment, it is time to come in. It is time to turn to or return back to Jesus. His is the only name under heaven by which men can be saved. So will you bow your knee and open up your mouth and ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior so that you can claim his promises as well? The ears of Jesus are open. He's waiting to hear your voice. He loves you. So please invite him in. Ask him into your heart right now, not out of fear, but because you realize you need a Savior and want him to be Lord and Master over your life. I'm telling you, this will be the very best decision you have and will ever make. You have a whole new family of brothers and sisters who will celebrate and love on you. And this weekend that we're in right now is the anniversary of Jesus going to a bludgeoning and brutal death for our sins. He was resurrected and seen by many for 40 days and then ascended into heaven and is at the right hand of the Father. He still is and forever will be the greatest of all time. Listen, you do not want in payment what your sins deserve. You want this free gift of salvation now. Why not make today the day that you join his family, join the winning team? Well, guys, that's it for now. Don't forget to share this podcast. I need you in particular to really share this episode. We have to warn as many people as possible. There are so many people out here today who are not prepared for what's going to happen. And even though God has given us his word thousands of years ago, many people don't read this word and are not prepared. They're not paying attention to the signs. I need everybody to go ahead and share this broadcast. So let me bless your life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God bless.
Until next time, thank you for hanging out and listening to the Eat and Elevate with Mom.